A decision is delayed on appointments to the Haines Public Safety Commission. And in Sitka, volunteers train for mountain rescue. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. Haines Public Safety Commission will remain short a few members for now. The assembly was set to confirm appointments to the body at a meeting Tuesday, but it was unable to come to an agreement and postponed making a decision on filling the two vacant seats. There has been a lot of back and forth on this, so let's just take a minute to talk about how we got here. Earlier this year, the Public Safety Commission recommended two people to fill vacant seats in its group. Chuck Mittman and Pat Heffley received the commission's endorsement. Mittman is a longtime volunteer firefighter and EMT. Heffley is the administrator of the search clinic in Haines. He is also one of the people Mayor Jan Hale recommended for the position last month. The makeup of the commission has been an ongoing discussion for the assembly. Last year, the commission asked to make some changes that would broaden its focus to include health issues related to public safety. Commissioners wanted to add representatives from Search, Lynn Canal Counseling, and the Haines School and change its name. But though the assembly voiced support for having those professionals in the conversation, it didn't want to change the makeup in code. In the end, no changes were made. But Mayor Hill said she still wanted to move in that direction, so she recommended the assembly appoint Heffley and Lynn Canal Counseling Director Kelly Williamson. But the process in code says the commission has to make a recommendation to the mayor, and then the assembly confirms. So it went back to the Public Safety Commission, and that's how Mittman and Heffley came to the assembly for confirmation. Okay, now we're back to this week's assembly meeting. Deputy Mayor Stephanie Scott chaired the meeting.
Board appointments. We have two appointments. Chuck Mittman for a term ending 11/30/2020, and Patrick Heffley for a term ending 11/30/2019 for the Public Safety Commission.
But Assemblymember Brenda Josephson had a different idea.
I'd like to make a motion that we change the appointment to Paul Rogers to the Public Safety Commission.
And instead of who?
Instead of Patrick Heffley. So it would be Chuck Mittman and Paul Rogers.
I second.
That was Tom Morfitt seconding.
He's a smart man. He's attended a year's worth of Public Safety Commission meetings. He's been at our meetings for more than a year. I think he's shown a commitment. And I think he was one of the first people to apply for the board. So I think, it is a Public Safety Commission.
Rogers is a Mosquito Lake resident retired from a career in law enforcement. Morfitt says that experience makes him particularly fit for the position. Speaking to KHNS, Morfitt called putting Rogers on the commission a, quote, no-brainer. Morfitt acknowledged the struggle to define the commission's responsibilities and said there may need to be a larger discussion in that sense. Josephson says her vote wasn't against Heffley, but for Rogers and the process of filling vacancies. She says Rogers was the first applicant in a delayed process, and his experience would make him an asset to the commission. But others pushed back. Here's Scott.
I would like to speak in favor of Patrick Heffley, and what his appointment to the commission means is that he can guide them in thinking about the opioid and drug abuse problems that are plaguing us that we don't really know about. That's the problem, and he certainly does.
And Sean Mady.
I really like the idea of having somebody into the mental health component of public safety. I'm really glad Chuck is in the running. I think he's a great fit. I just think that modern policing, as said by every former public safety commissioner, every current police officer, most police in the country, the evolution of policing is going from enforcement to understanding the mental health component.
The issue went back and forth. Motions and amendments were made, but they kept failing because the assembly couldn't get the four positive votes they needed. The one thing everyone could agree on postponing a decision until the next meeting. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins. Some Sitkins pass the winter months huddled around board games and TV screens, but volunteers for Sitka Mountain Rescue get together in a different way. This group of 46 volunteers trains several times a month to rescue lost and injured hikers scaling nearby mountains. KCAW's Catherine Rose tagged alongside the group as they work towards re-accreditation this spring.
And then you'll hear silence afterwards.
Have you ever been to a party with a bunch of people who know each other so well, they've practically invented their own language, and you can't quite keep up?
Right now we're going over the bowline, which we use a double interlocking bowline when we attach our litter to our systems.
What is that?
That's because I'm at a party with the volunteers of Sitka Mountain Rescue. And not just any party. A knot-tying party.
It's kind of fun to do this in an informal setting where it's dry and warm and you're not battling the weather at the same time.
Tonight, we're in a volunteer's living room. It's toasty warm, and a group of men and women are learning how to tie knots for rope systems, the fail-safe when they have to rescue someone. They're developing the muscle memory necessary to hoist from places like Mount Verstovia or Bear Mountain, but first, they'll have to master the deck. They do rope drills, ascending and then lowering themselves off the house's deck into the front yard. But the next time they're building rope systems, conditions could be more hazardous.
It brings together people who love steep places, love remote places, people who like ropes, people who feel happier when they're hanging off the side of a cliff.
Eric Mathis is the technical team leader for Sitka Mountain Rescue. He says there are some professional rescue groups around the country, but most work is done by volunteers.
Most places are kind of like Sitka, small mountain towns. People who enjoy getting out, people who have some expertise in that area. And so if somebody is lost or stuck in a steep place here, who are the best people to go get them? People who live here and know this terrain.
Begun in the early 1960s, Sitka Mountain Rescue is a part of the Mountain Rescue Association, an international group that brings together mountain rescue teams from around the world. Groups are retested and accredited every 5 years. Last year, the Sitka group went through the accreditation process.
We were tested on search, can we find people, can we manage a search, avalanche, a couple other scenarios, and we didn't pass everything.
So this spring, Mathis says they'll be retested on the skills they didn't pass.
One of our strengths is our technical systems. We know how to build rope systems. We don't drop people. Everybody is safe. One of our weak areas is the critical point where we make first contact with people.
Mathis says that one might think rescuing someone over the edge of a cliff is the pinnacle of difficulty for a rescue team, but vertical rescues can be surprisingly less complicated.
The whole danger for cliffs is in the transition over the edge of a cliff. Once you're on the side of a cliff, things are pretty straightforward because all the weight is on the ropes.
But a rescue in a steep place where you can approach on foot? Mathis says that's where it gets a bit more challenging.
When people are stuck in steep places, they have adrenaline, they have a survival instinct, and people can hold on a lot longer than they think they might be able to. But when help arrives, their body starts to let down. And so it's really important to know how to handle that situation, both psychologically and physically.
So they began to run drills a little differently, focusing on how to reduce risk when approaching someone who needs help. And to practice that technique, they have to get close to the real thing.
Hello, sir. My name's Ron. I'm a search and rescue. I'm gonna just kind of block you here so then that way you can't slide as we prepare to
prepare
to get you out of here.
Yeah. I want to get a better breath.
Go ahead.
We're off trail on the side of Harbor Mountain, drilling a scenario on a steep slope. Each team member practices securing someone against the side of the incline. They're serious and intentional, but that doesn't mean there isn't a little joking around.
I want a new guy. Lee, you're in. Get the hell off of me.
Mathis says you have to find balance when doing this kind of work.
You have to enjoy this work to do it well. And so you have to find time to laugh together, time to share the stories of our lives together, and times to be really quiet and focused and do what needs to be done.
The Sitka Mountain Rescue Team will go through the reaccreditation process this April. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.